Today on the podcast, we're talking about empowerment statements. Even though it sounds super cheesy and not all that useful, they're actually truly powerful things that you can use in so many situations of your life. We're going to be talking about it in the context of labor and delivery, but please, even if you are not pregnant or never intend to be pregnant, this is still really powerful stuff that you can put into practice in your daily life. Hi, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I am an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And if you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, leave a review on iTunes, and definitely, definitely share with a friend. I truly appreciate it. Heads up, I am heading out of town next week. I'm going to go get married over in Europe. Pretty darn pumped for it. And I will be doing some rebroadcasts of my favorite Happy Healthy Human Radio episodes, so you can still keep on up. But if you do want to see what I'm up to, definitely please check out Instagram at BE Happy Healthy Human. It's going to be a little limited. I'm going to enjoy some time off, but if you do want any wedding pics or Europe pics, that's the place to go to. So I hope you enjoy your first couple weeks of September, all of that, you know, back to school, even if you're not in school or don't have kids, all that back to school fall energy is a really, really good one. So today we are talking empowerment statements, and this is a really big one. And, you know, even the title empowerment statements, like, I'm always looking for a new name for it because I think it can get lumped in with affirmations really early. If you're not familiar with affirmations, it's, you know, saying like, I am really powerful. I am strong enough. I am beautiful. I am a certain weight. I, you know, and you kind of like say all these things that you want to be true. I do get a raise. I did get the job. And you kind of almost a little bit of like fake it till you make it, which I think there's some true power in. There's some true power in even just testing out those words in your mouth to actually have your brain say and register that this is something that's possible. So this is not a knock on affirmations. But since I live here in the coaching world and I work with people day to day, if someone comes to me and they say, I'm just really sad and really worried, I'm really worried that my boss is going to fire me. And I just go back and I say, the boss isn't going to fire you. Why would he? No, never. Like, that's going to shut someone down. And that's not going to feel true, right? Like, so if you really, truly believe that your boss is going to fire you, someone saying to you or you saying to yourself, you're not going to get fired, that's not going to feel right in your body. That's not going to feel right in your brain. And frankly, you're not going to believe it. And it's not going to be useful. So that is where this power of empowerment statements comes in. Because empowerment statements are not about trying to dismiss all of your fears or thoughts. It's about balancing them with the actual evidence that exists. So it's saying, you know what, if I'm so scared of X happening, well, let's explore that. Why would X happen? What would happen if X did happen? I've actually talked about this before on the blog, and this is a good one for my Vatas in the room, because Vatas tend to have a lot of forward-thinking energy. They tend to be very futuristic and future thinkers. And so you come up with all of your worst-case scenarios and all the things that could go wrong and all the things that feel overwhelming. And something that I actually counsel a lot of my Vatas to do is to actually play that out, to actually say, okay, so if I did lose my job, what would I do? How would I feel? What would be my next step? And in doing so, you learn how you would handle that situation. Most of the time you learn, actually, I would be totally fine and I know what I would do, or you would at least have your next steps. So then when that fear comes up, you almost already have a plan. And this is similar to that, but it's a little bit more of looking outside of yourself for evidence. So let's explain how these empowerment statements work. The first thing that you do is you actually name your fear or belief that is causing stress. So I'm using a birth example here because this is something I do with all of my doula clients, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. But name your fear or belief that's causing stress. So for example, I'm afraid that I can't handle the pain of labor. Right? Like, I think the pain is going to be too much. I can't handle it. Okay, that's a stressful thought that we should explore, because you could sit around and every single day say, I can't handle it, I can't handle it, I can't handle it, or we can actually do something with that. So first, we'll say, what's the evidence to support this fear or belief coming true? So why, what is true? Why could it be true that you can't handle it and it's gonna be too painful? So for the example, well, I don't really know what the pain's gonna be like. I've never had a baby, so this could be completely different. People tell me that it's really hard and that it's gonna be really painful, and I just don't know what to expect. So I think I can't handle it. Okay, so these are all the evidence that you can use to support that. And when you look at that evidence, it can be anecdotal, it can be from past experience, it can be from friends' experience, it might be facts. Maybe you get out Google and say, hey, you know, how do people rate things, or anything else you can do to actually gather information and gather evidence. Then, number three is, what's the evidence against this fear or belief coming true? So what exists that says, actually, I can handle it, and actually, it won't be too painful? So an example here is, you know, millions, billions of women have had unmedicated births all throughout the world. They've survived. They've gone on to have more children. Obviously, someone's handled this pain before. And on a personal level, you could say, well, I've experienced pain a lot of times. And even when I wasn't prepared for that pain, I was able to overcome it. So maybe you like broke an arm or dislocated a shoulder, and you didn't know what was going to happen, but it happened. You didn't know what it was going to feel like, but you experienced it, and you survived, and you were okay. So we've now collected evidence that says, hey, this is why this fear is really rooted in something, as well as evidence for this is why this fear isn't the whole picture. And I think that's really powerful, because that's an acceptance and that's an acknowledgement of how you're feeling. Again, you know, the traditional way of doing things, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to handle it. And someone just says, yes, you can. Well, that's not honoring and acknowledging the fear that you're currently experiencing. That's not acknowledging your current state. And without that stuff, it's just ungrounded, and it's not going to help you truly move forward. So we've looked at evidence to support the fear and belief coming true, and we've also looked at evidence against this fear or belief coming true. And then the last step is, okay, now that we've looked at the evidence for and against, what can you feel confident saying? And so this is where you create your empowerment statement that uses the evidence to create a more holistic and balanced approach to this issue. So for example, in this example of, I'm afraid I can't handle the pain of labor, I'm part of a lineage of women who are competent, confident, and able to successfully handle labor and delivery. I can successfully deliver a happy and healthy baby because my body is strong enough to handle it. So notice, this is not saying my labor is not going to be painful and it's going to be perfect. No. It's saying, oh, I do know it's the case that lots of women have done this. I do know it's the case that they have survived and been good. And I do know that my body has been able to handle things before, and that I trust I can handle this again. And can you see how this is a little different than just a statement that says, I can handle the pain of labor, right? So it's taking actual evidence to create a more empowering statement. And that is a beautiful thing. That is what is going to help you feel really good and make sure that you get to create a more balanced way of viewing this fear or issue. Now, for my doula clients, I'll actually have them repeat this empowerment statement every day, especially if it has to do with labor. Repeating it every day, knowing it for themselves, always being able to call on it is really powerful to help it continue to stick in your body. And anytime you have a fear or belief, anything that's causing stress, you can sit down with this statement. Sit down with the statement and say, hey, you know, now that I got suddenly so scared that I'm going to lose my job, what evidence supports this? What evidence doesn't support this? And what can I feel confident saying? It's a pretty cool thing to see it in action. And it's a pretty cool thing to actually get to explore for yourself. I do find it's really helpful to have someone that helps you with these statements. Sometimes it can be hard to, especially if you're really stuck in that fear, it can be hard to find the balance in it or to have some ideas of the evidence against the belief coming true. But if you can separate yourself enough, if you can kind of think of this like, okay, if my friend came to me with this fear, what would I think? What would I say? That can be a really good way to actually create an empowering balance statement. Because notice, my balance statement was not, I don't know what the pain's going to be like. This is going to be really hard and I can do it, right? No, it is related to the fact that, you know what, I don't know what it's going to be, but I believe that my body is strong enough to handle it. So it gets more specific. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. It gets specific into why you think you can handle it. So it's not just, I can handle it. It's, well, I've handled things like this before and I trust in my ability to handle this again. And that is a really cool and powerful thing. So I would love y'all to give this a chance to try these empowerment statements, particularly if you're pregnant, but even if you're not, please do check it out with something that's just been causing you stress lately, something that's just been bugging the brain that comes up again and again, and you just can't seem to get rid of the fear. Ah, this is an important piece of this. And this relates to a podcast I did a few episodes ago about why you shouldn't just let it go. This is probably about 20 episodes ago, why you shouldn't just let it go. Because whenever you tell yourself, no, I should just be able to let go of this fear, well, that means that there's something unexplored. It means there's actually something still to be uncovered. And so this is that uncovering. This is that place that you go from intellectually knowing something to really in your bones understanding and knowing something. And that is powerful. I would love to hear your empowerment statements. If you need help creating any, please do reach out. I'm over on Instagram at BeHappyHealthyHuman, or you can check out BeHappyHealthyHuman.com for more blog posts, podcasts, and information from me. I am hoping you have a very beautiful day full of love and light, and that light in me humbly bows to the same light in each one of you. Namaste, friends.